In the history of the United States, they say that it was one of the greatest acts of statesmanship and charity that our country had ever seen. And it was in 1796 when General Washington stepped down. He had almost been hailed as a king after two terms as our first president, and the good general resigned in order not to run again. He would have been elected again in a landslide, probably. And he says that he resigned in order to enjoy his eternal reward and to enjoy all the benefits of the free government that he helped to create. He said of his resignation that it was his parting gift, that America, because of it, would learn to move on, to look to new leaders, to avoid a spirit of partisanship, and to begin to turn themselves into a spring of virtues from which leaders and further gifts would spring. You have to laugh that one of the greatest gifts a politician can give us is that they go away. But I'm struck by this tonight because I think there's a beautiful parallel to be had between General Washington and our Lord and Savior. That tonight we take leave of Jesus in the very same way, but where Washington intentionally left a vacuum, Jesus does almost the opposite, that it's as if he goes away so that he can fill the world with his presence ever more deeply. It's so typical of Christ that he does things like that. And he leaves us a twofold gift. The rubrics for the Mass tonight say that the homily should focus on the priesthood and on the Eucharist, because those two things are so intimately tied together, and tonight we celebrate their founding and their institution. That God, as a parting gift, gives to us a way in which his presence fills the world ever more powerfully, because he himself is with both of those things. St. John Vianney said that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. And when we hear that, you know, I often kind of thought that it's meant to be kind of a call to the office, right? In a sense that what a priest is supposed to do is to love the heart of Jesus. What a priest is supposed to do is to love what Jesus loves and to want what he wants. And of course, there's a way in which we're all called to that. To be a priest means to offer sacrifice. And so often what that means is that the sacrifice is us, that the sacrifice is letting go of the things that we want in order that Jesus can get what he wants, that we love his heart so much that we want to see his will done in the world. And that means giving up our lives for him. And we do that so imperfectly all the time. But also what that phrase means, that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus, I think can mean kind of something different from a different perspective, right? That what it means is that if you need to find love, you should look to a priest. If you need to find the love of Jesus in the world, you should find one of us. Are you feeling unloved by God? Find a priest. Are you feeling alone? Find a priest. Are you a son in search of a father? Are you an orphan? Find a priest. Are you unsure of your bridge to the next life? Find a priest. Do you need someone to believe before you can? Find a priest. Do you need mercy? Do you need forgiveness? Do you need your life to be set right again and to be freed from the bonds that we put ourselves in? Find a priest. The priesthood is, in a way, the hand of Christ reaching out across all of the centuries. And the beautiful part is that if that wasn't enough for God, right, to have his men throughout the entire world sanctifying, teaching, giving of themselves, offering themselves on the altar, that the Lord gives us the second part of this gift tonight, that is not good enough, that the Lord wants his presence ever more faithfully there for you. The second part of his gift is almost one that we can't describe. The Eucharist given to us as food for the journey, something that allows death to pass over us, using that word very specifically. To end his retirement speech, General Washington said these words, which I think pertain probably more properly to the Eucharist. He said this: "Relying on its kindness in this as in other things, and actuated by that fervent love towards it, which is so natural to a man who views it in the native soil of himself, I anticipate with pleasing expectation that retreat in which I promise myself to realize the sweet enjoyment of partaking the ever-favorite object of my heart." May the Eucharist, Christ himself, who was handed over for us so that he could be handed over to us, truly be the ever-favorite object of all of our hearts. Let's turn to him and experience him now, and experience his passion, so that we too can be set free.